minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. I am Brady Hull. We got Angel, the one and only, on the other side of the bulletproof glass, ready to rock and roll today on this, this crazy Monday. It's always a crazy Monday when it comes to football season. Things happen that nobody predicts. We didn't have to deal with the Broncos' loss over the weekend, though. We got that out of the way Friday. So now we move ahead. We move forward, set our sights on Broncos Chargers. We'll gear you up for that. We got the Clay Millen show coming up at 1 today. Now, Clay didn't play Friday. I wish he would have. That would have been probably better than what we were seeing with that offense. But CSU gets the win. Colorado State, how about that? Yeah, oh my goodness. Susan and Cheryl just absolutely love that. 14 points scored for the Rams on defense, and then a field goal at the end got this thing done. Really wanted to win that one. Really wanted to win that one, Angel. Now, I picked CSU to lose that game, but I'll admit it. Friday night, I saw Jay Norvell and what's the Nevada's head coach name? Ken something? Ken what?
Ken Wilson.
I saw those two kind of going at it, and that made me pick the Rams. So I went and bet on the Rams, and I'm glad I did. I'm in on Jay Norvell. I have no idea what this season's going to be, what it's going to look like, but I'm in on this guy. I tweeted out, hey, CSU football, you're welcome. I picked the Rams to lose on the whole show, and somebody I really like, and I haven't met her yet in person, but Kim Norvell, Jay Norvell's wife, give me the big old thumbs down emoji or whatever on Twitter. But hey, you're welcome, by the way. I think me picking the Rams to lose that game was the motivation that Jay Norvell and company needed. What a terrible week for them. All the transfers and, Clay Millen not going to go, injuries. But they found a way. That defense was good. I mean, it's all relative, right? But it was good against Nevada. Colorado State gets the win. More aftermath from that Broncos game that was on Thursday. Can the Broncos turn it around? It was, 2011 or 12. Was it 2012? 2012, I believe, was the year. The Broncos were 2-3. People were wondering, is this Manning thing going to work out? What's going on here? They go up against the Chargers, Philip Rivers' Chargers at the time. They're down big. They come storming back, and they get the win. And that was the last, that was the first of many wins the rest of the way through until the Baltimore game, which we don't speak of. We don't speak of that game. From the 970, do the Rams need Millen back or what? I mean, yeah, if there was any doubt in your mind that Clay Millen wasn't the best quarterback for this season, then, let that go away because Clay's a better option there. Should be good to go. We will talk to Clay today, and I'm going to ask him, are you playing? They play Utah State, and suddenly that game's weird. Because Utah State beat Air Force. The Mountain West dropped the ball this year. Now, I know some of that is Jake Haner being out for Fresno State, but Air Force hasn't really been the same since they, the sanctions came out. They struggled against Navy, which, not a big shocker. But then they lose to Utah State. Boise State beats Fresno State. Wyoming did win. I don't know. Who's the top team? Is it San Jose State? It's going to be Fresno State when Jake Haner comes back, but when is that going to be? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043 from the 970. Which offense is worse, the Rams or the Broncos? The Rams. I mean, there is like fourth quarter late in the game, and that quarterback could only pass for like 20 yards or something like that. Ended up moving the ball down the field when they needed to. Braden Fowler-Nicolosi had 78 yards passing. He was 11 of 22, 78 yards passing. Torrey Horton had a good game, right? 9 receptions for 64 yards. And he was returning punts. And they were all over him, clobbering him every time. I was like, dude, refs, watch out for this. There's always extracurricular activity going on every time Torrey Horton is tackled. So congratulations to the Rams. Congratulations to my player of the week presented by Zwei Brewing. Yes, yes. We're going to go with Avery Morrow. Avery Morrow is my player of the week. Yeah, Susan and Cheryl love that. 24 carries for 168 yards. He did have a fumble, but the poor dude was gassed. He was exhausted. Angel, the next person closest as far as carries was Ajon Vivens with 5 carries. They ran the ball 33 times, and Morrow ran it 24 of those times. And for college football, especially when you got news, you know, earlier in the week that another one of your running backs that's at least been with you for a few years now is leaving, David Bailey, him leaving, and obviously they've had guys leaving left and right. But Avery Morrow, he had 4 carries against Sacramento State for 13 yards. So it's not like he's been, you know, we've seen a good heavy dose of this kid. Junior, heck of a game by him. He has 237 yards on the season, so he got the bulk of that in one game. So we'll see if he can keep it going, but congratulations. My first CSU Ram of the football season finally gets on our player of the week status, so that's cool. Congratulations to Avery Morrow. We'll see if we can get him on the program later this week. I'd love to talk to him. That guy was fighting. He was fighting hard for CSU. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. If you could go back in time, if you could be back to the future for one day, go back to March of whenever that was, are you still making the trade for Russell Wilson? Go vote at theholeshow.com. That's the Back to the Future theme, but I also, what's the other song in there? You gotta give me that other song too. That's perfect for this. But I gotta hear it, Angel. You know, what is The Power of Love or whatever? We gotta hear that song today. Must hear it. 70% of the hooligans are saying no. That if I could go back in time, I'm not making that trade. So I'd like to get your thoughts on this, because I'm making the trade still. Even knowing what I know now, I'm still making the trade. I still believe. I believe that Russell's been banged up. The shoulder's jacked up for 2 weeks now. That was a bigger issue than I think the Broncos let on. I remember hearing, was it KJ Hamler at the end of the game Thursday, say Russell's dealing with a lot of stuff that people don't have any clue about. And that's probably what he was meaning, right? Was the shoulder injury. 72% now saying, no, they're not going back to make that trade. Noob, hey, Horton was punched on the sidelines when he got knocked out of bounds. Yes, and there was no flag. Yes, that was terrible. Torrey Horton was fighting for everything in that game. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Angel, let's take a look at the good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend that was, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. And the good, yeah, you're damn right, we're going to go with Colorado State. They won. It was ugly, it was awful, but it was awesome. Why? I don't know. It was terrible football. But just seeing Colorado State finally see the ball go through the hoop, or the uprights after 3 tries, and CSU gets the dub. 17-14, and that's a high score, man. Compared to what we're seeing with the Broncos, that is a high-scoring affair. What a game. Glad they won. Again, I'm not like, I don't know what's happening the rest of the way. But for one day, you know what? Good for you, Colorado State. You get the dub. All right, I switched these two around on you, Angel. The bad for me is Air Force and Utah State. Air Force is 4-2, still putting together a good season, but I thought it was going to be a special season. We hear about all those sanctions two and a half weeks ago, and Air Force, you know, 1-1 since, you know, an uninspiring game against Navy, and then they lose 34-27 to Utah State. The Falcons were 10-point favorites in this game, yet lost to the Aggies 34-27. The ugly. How about this one? The UNC Bears lost. This is I only got two picks right this weekend. This was one of them. They lost to Sacramento State 55-7. Dylan McCaffrey was 16 of 35 for 100 yards and a pick. Yeesh. They were outscored, what was it, like 27? Nothing at the half. The Bears scored in the third quarter, but Sacramento State also added on 21 points. And it was just a rough go for the UNC Bears, who now sit at 2-4. They will play host to Montana State this weekend. And can they get a win there? Or are we now, are the expectations changing for the Bears? I mean, four wins. Is that going to be a reach? Is that going to be tough for the University of Northern Colorado? The rest of the season for them looks like, I mean, Angel, there's only five games left. We're already over the halfway point. And how do you feel about this Bears team? How do you feel about Coach McCaffrey in this process? Five games left. You got Montana State, who's 5-1, 3-0 in the conference. UC Davis, and I think they're pretty bad. Then it's Portland State. They're kind of middle of the pack. Northern Arizona, kind of middle of the pack. And then, of course, Eastern Washington, who's 0-2 in conference play. Still some opportunities to pull off four, maybe five wins.
I would say so. I think I'm looking at their schedule. I could probably see two, maybe three more wins in that last stretch of five games there. But for this Bears team, it's really just two back-to-back weeks of no defense. You know, the offense is trying to get going, but it's hard to, you know, get momentum and try to take it when you're down 21 or down 28 by the time you get the ball back. So for this Bears team, kind of just looking to see, can the defense get it figured out?
Well, the defense was supposed to be the strength of this team, too.
Right, and they've dealt with a lot of injuries so
right.
far this
David
year.
David Hogue was supposed to be the real leader of this team, and of course, he's out, he's done. We still think he's not coming back, right? He's not coming back this season. So that'll be interesting. Dixon says, if we're going to keep making excuses for Russell Wilson, then sure, you still make the trade. Am I making excuses? I mean, dude, he actually had a great game against the Raiders, and apparently his shoulder was jacked up. I'm not saying that the injury or whatever is the reason for Russell Wilson being a C-minus player this year, because the Raiders game was actually his best game when he got that hurt, when he hurt his shoulder, his lat or whatever. And before that, still not great. No, the reason I'm going and making that trade still is I believe Russell Wilson can get it done. At some point, this is going to click. It might be late. It might be too late. But at some point, I believe this thing is going to click. And that's why I'm still making the trade. You're not making the trade, are you? You're not going back in time and getting in the DeLorean, going back there and to March.
I think I would still make the trade.
Oh, you would?
I would hold off on signing him to an extension.
That's the other thing. Well, that's the thing. Like, I think most of us agree. Like, probably should have waited to see what you had in him this year. But would you go back knowing that he's... I mean, Russ has been, a C-minus player? Is that too generous? Is he a D-plus? Is he one of the worst quarterbacks in the league right now? I mean, their offense is. They're like 31st or something like that in offense.
I think I saw somewhere they lead the league in penalties and players on IR.
Well, and that's the thing, man. Penalties, how many possessions do you feel like, oh, this is the drive, they're getting it going, they're moving, and then it's 1st and 15, 2nd and 20. And now, okay, we're playing catch-up, and this offense isn't built for that right now. I told you about the tight end position, dude, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad. Their tight end position has got to be the worst in the NFL. It's awful. So go vote on that one. If you could go back in time, would you make the trade for Russell Wilson? No, the same hall, everything that's up there. Would you go back and do it? Knowing that you're probably going to get an average to perhaps below average Russell Wilson for the first 5 weeks of the season. They traded Drew Lock, Noah Fant, which I think Noah Fant turns out to be a bigger issue, not having him. Dude, he's better than any of the tight ends the Broncos have on their roster. Shelby Harris, of course, the two first-round picks, the two second-round picks, and the fifth-round pick. And if the Broncos keep going down this trajectory, that first pick's going to hurt a lot worse because you would have had maybe a top 20, maybe a top 15. Now, I'm not ready to go there yet, but the question is, I think it's a good question. I think it gets us thinking, would you go back and do it? Because if you don't do it, obviously we know Aaron Rodgers is gone at that point. If you don't do it, you still have Drew Lock as the starting quarterback of this team. Because I think they decided to move on from Teddy before the Russell Wilson trade, right? They were kind of done. He was a free agent. He wasn't locked in. At that point, you think the Broncos are just going to go with Drew Lock and grow with Nathaniel Hackett, which if the Broncos did and they were 2-3 right now with Drew Lock, I don't think we'd be freaking out right now, do you? I think we'd be like, whoa, 2 wins? 2-3 with a chance to maybe do something? Wow, right as I say that, Aaron tweets a GIF on our Facebook page of Drew Lock. Are we missing Drew Lock? Are you missing the potential ceiling of Drew Lock? Was I right all along that they should have just stayed the course with Drew and not do this Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson thing and just go with Drew Lock and grow with a new coach?
I think I prefer Drew Locke's corniness over Russell Wilson's. Because Drew is just, he's just having fun, just dancing around. He's not filming himself, doing weird videos. And he's on the sidelines breaking little masks and stuff. Drew is entertaining. Russell is kind of cringy.
Well, did you see the picture of Melvin Gordon looking at Russell on the bench?
That's like, Tanner every day.
They caught that picture, and Russell's just taking a sip of his Gatorade. Doesn't he just, like, I don't know why, but I'm thinking of, like, being at a sleepover with all your buddies. There's five or six of your pals, but there's one kid that's like, I am going to bed early, and I am not going to play this game anymore, and I'm taking my Xbox with me. We got to unplug it. And then he's sipping his little sippy cup before he goes to sleep, and everyone's looking at him like, dude, why you got to be the nerd of the party? We want to keep going.
Wonder who his, like, locker room neighbor is.
I don't know. I don't know
what his patience level is. Like, I can't imagine Russ at his locker just like writing down some inspirational quotes, or he's talking to a mirror just hyping himself
up. Yes, probably.
You got this, Russ.
You got this.
You're the best.
Guy says, honestly, I would make the trade. Everyone's so concerned about how we're not any good. I like to think that this is a long-term relationship. Well, that was the plan, Angel, and I said that at the beginning of the season. Even though I believe my expectations were like yours, playoffs, definitely. I'm not saying the Broncos came into the season going, we're not going to make the playoffs, but I think that they made this move with the idea that it's going to be a long-term process, which makes me believe Hackett will be a long-term process and Russell will be a long-term process. Tom says, yep, no discussion needed. It will straighten out. Salvador says, yes, I still think the trade was good. I just don't believe they have the right staff to support it. Doug says, not a chance. So that's our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. If you could go back in time, would you still make that trade knowing you're getting this version of Russell Wilson? 24 minutes after the hour, Major League Baseball playoffs. Nolan Arenado is out. His hitting percentage, boy, batting percentage since he has been in a playoffs, even with dating back to the Rockies with Cardinals, is like 152 or something. Are you secretly happy or are you kind of rooting for Nolan? Some people, I think, still kind of root for the guy because they know he got such a raw deal in Colorado. 25 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Let's let that breathe for a while, Anjo. Let's rock and roll on a Monday.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I'll admit, you know, with everything going on, first round of the playoffs in Major League Baseball, the wild card round, whatever, I thought I was going to try to be more excited and watch some this weekend, but I couldn't do it, Angel. I'm not there yet. Now, tomorrow sets up perfectly, right? We've got Tuesday games. We've got Philadelphia and Atlanta at 11, Seattle and Houston at 1:30, Cleveland and New York at 5:30, and then the series that I think we're all the most interested in, if you're a Rockies person, is this Padres-Dodgers series at 7:30. So Tuesday's the opportunity here. That's the opportunity for baseball to get some pretty good ratings, I would imagine. But were you into it at all, or were you still just footballing?
I was mostly footballing. I would, you know, check the scores every now and again, follow up on, like, you know, a quick game recap of what happened. But as far as I can tell, the new three-game series for the wild card seems to have got better reception. These teams get more than one opportunity to extend their season. It gets the crowds into it. It gets the atmosphere and the environment for playoff baseball at a new level. It's more excitement, more opportunity. So we'll see. I'm kind of sad. My pick was the Mets to win, and they got beat, so I'm out of the playoffs.
You're out of the playoffs.
I guess I'll jump on the Braves bandwagon, Tanner.
It's fine. Well, they just signed up Aragorn for a 6-year, $75 million deal. Oh, Strider. Yeah, that's right. I think you're the only one that gets my humor on that.
There's a few people
Appreciate that. Yeah, there's like very
That's
few.
A very dated reference, though.
It's getting there. And the new Lord of the Rings show is not doing anybody any favors to get people more excited about that awesome world.
They should just get dragons. So much better.
So much better. Game of Thrones was so much better than Lord of the Rings. And I hate saying that because I was a Lord of the Rings guy. But Game of Thrones, way better than all of it. Like the worlds combined. I didn't care about Nolan Arenado. Like, that's fine. I wasn't rooting against him. I wasn't rooting for him. I've kind of just put it out of my mind. Like, the Rockies are just so bad. Can you blame the guy? I know we have issues of how he left, and he wanted to leave like shortly after signing the contract extension, but he could see the writing on the wall. Although the Cardinals don't have a whole heck of a lot to show for it. He hasn't been good in the playoffs. Not at all. And so that's, you know, I guess there's some kind of positive for you if you're a Rockies fan is, you know, Nolan, you're better. You're doing better things than what we're doing, obviously. But you're not really winning playoff games. And that was the whole goal, was you were wanting to be playing baseball well into mid-October. And not the case. So First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Good one tonight, dude. Monday Night Football. Raiders, this is at KC, right? What do you think of this one? I mean, is this... And our pick'em, we do a staff pick'em here. I think if I win tonight, I'll tie again for leading or something. I'm not sure. I'm doing well. That's all we need to know, Angel. But this game's interesting. Now, the Raiders are 7-point dogs, according to ESPN. Do you feel like the Raiders can get this thing right? I mean, against the Broncos, obviously, we know they started rolling and everything, but we've all kind of agreed that the Raiders aren't as bad. When they were 0-3, we all kind of said, that doesn't feel like an 0-3 team. And that was why I was so worried about the Raiders-Broncos game. But this one, are we setting up for Upset City tonight? Or do the Chiefs just roll at home on Monday night on the big stage, and go up 4-1 on the season?
Looks like you are alone in your thinking.
I'm the only one.
The Raiders.
I'm the only
one. Only one in the office poll that has picked the Raiders tonight.
I have to have the. Listen, I picked the Chiefs to finish last in the West. These are the kind of games I need the Chiefs to lose. I do, and it does make the West more attainable. for the Broncos if the Chiefs lose tonight. Because then you're going to have, you know, a Raiders team that's 2-3 tied with the Broncos. What are the Chargers at this stage? I mean, they get by Cleveland yesterday, but they're 3-2. So if the Chiefs lose tonight, you kind of got to still have a jumbled mess. So I would imagine Broncos country, you're rooting for the Raiders tonight. You're welcome, universe. I think Broncos fans hate the Chiefs more than the Raiders now, don't they? Because the Chiefs are good, and they're annoying about it, kind of. I don't know if they're annoying. I did see. Did you see the new Andy Reid commercial with Patrick Mahomes? Where he's drawing mustaches on people.
Yes,
that's pretty good. I actually
see, that's
LOL'd.
Not corny, but when Russell does it, it's corny.
Yeah, why is that not corny? Why is what Patrick Mahomes like? Hey, I got new sneakers. What's good? Like, I hate that that commercial. Is terrible.
Oh, typical sneakerhead?
What is typical sneakerhead? Oh, I hate that commercial. What's good?
You want the Patrick Price?
No, I don't like it. I don't, but the Andy Reid one was gold. Drawing mustaches on everyone. I was like, before I saw the whole ad, I'm like, oh, come on. They have to have a mustache on Mahomes. They have to have one on him. And he comes out. I said, well done, ad. You did it. You got it right. Forgot what you were pushing, but still, good job. Now, this should be a fun one tonight. Monday Night Football. What did you think of the game last night? Ravens almost coughed it up again?
Yeah, I caught the second half of this game after Game of Thrones finished up, so only saw a little bit of it. The Ravens just, the second half struggles for them just seem to continue at home. They can't keep a lead. Lamar's running all over the place.
Lamar looks so good, but then at times it's like he missed like two wide open receivers. And he made the moves, you know, in the pocket to get himself into a position to get that guy open. He's just not connecting on those.
Yep, and the Bengals, what are they? Are they a fluky team? Are they a one-and-done team? Are they good? You know, it's tough. I think the AFC North outside of Pittsburgh, it's a lot of close competitive divisions.
Yeah.
5 weeks in now.
Well,
a lot of 2-3, 3-2 teams.
Nobody's running away except for, you know, AFC East. You had the Bills absolutely roll over the Steelers. But the rest of the NFC, I mean, the rest of the AFC, like you said, is really jumbled up there. Did you see the end of the Titans Commanders game? Carson Wentz has time after time chances to go score and convert on the goal line or on the three or whatever. And he throws a pick. Tennessee wins that game. Tennessee's 3-2, leading the AFC South ahead of the Colts. Colts are second in that division at 2-2-1. And then Jacksonville's 2-3. Houston's 1-3. Obviously, we know the AFC West. If the Chiefs lose tonight, that sets up pretty beautifully for a weird finish or for a weird middle part of the season coming up. Philly's running away. Cowboys, though, with Cooper Rush, 4-1. They can't make a change now, can they? Man, I saw Michael Gallup made a beautiful sideline catch. I've been watching that one over and over again. The NFC North, I mean, Minnesota, sitting at 4-1. Green Bay's 3-2. They lost in London.
It's weird. A lot of
NFC
very,
West.
I know Tom Brady was talking about it last week, how there's not a lot of good football going on. There's a lot of mediocre football. I'd agree with that. It's just... no team has really been dominant outside of Philadelphia.
Well, I'll give you. I know you hate to utter the Buffalo Bills, Angel.
They're a good team.
But they're a good team.
They just lost in week two.
They lost in week two. But other than that, I mean, they just rolled Pittsburgh. You don't see blowouts like that often. And so the Bills are. It's the Bills and the Phillies. It's the Bills and the Eagles right now. But I mean, do we believe in the Eagles? Why am I having a hard time going, oh, the Eagles are undefeated? That's weird. I don't get that. But again, and the Giants are 4-1. They got that win over the Packers. I mean, Giants doing something. That NFC East, like you said, is pretty crazy. We got the Lonster on the line. What's up, my man?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good for a Monday here. Not too shabby. What's on your mind, my friend?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I did kind of check out some of the baseball playoffs over the weekend.
Were you rooting against Nolan Arenado, or were you rooting for him?
I was rooting for him.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, thanks. A few people are kind of rooting for him. Who you got tonight, Raiders or Chiefs?
I got the Chiefs to take them down.
Win big?
Yep.
All right, Lawrence. Hey, what's for lunch today, man? Give me something. Give me something good.
Give you something good.
Yeah, give me something good here.
Okay, I think we're going to have leftovers. Whatever is in the refrigerator, it's going to be leftovers.
So is this going to be a smorgasbord there? You go in the fridge, you just pull out a bunch of different stuff and see what happens.
And then, you better believe it.
Then dump hot sauce on everything.
You bet, man. Just get that bottle and get after it.
I love it. Lawrencer, appreciate the call, my man.
Hey, have a good day.
You too. 40 minutes after the hour, the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. If you could go back in time and still make this trade for Russell Wilson, would you do it? Knowing what you know now. You've got the Bills and Eagles. How don't you have the Chiefs in that as well? Come on, Brady. Can't lose to the Colts. That's why. You got to erase that. And the way you erase that is you win two big ones here in a row for me. I'm going Bills dropped one to the Dolphins with Tua. I'll give you that, Angel, with Tua. That's a pretty good football team. And then the Eagles are undefeated. The Chiefs lost to the Colts. And are the Colts a good football team? No. Again, they beat the Broncos. They're not a good football team. Will they get better? I can't imagine. With that offensive line, wow, Matt Ryan should retire. I would not want to play football anymore if I were Matt Ryan. 41 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick, Angel, and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
After the 11 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Let me tell you about Lemons Heating and Cooling. And you're probably starting to think about the heating portion of that now, as it was a little chilly this morning. It was pretty chilly, but we're going to warm back up. We'll be in that pattern, you know, what Cody was telling us earlier on Good Morning NoCo. But it's getting colder, so think about that heating situation. Are you good to go? Because you don't want to get to the point where, you know, it's really cold and that heater is not up to snuff. Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-567-0798. Again, that's 970-567-0798. Lemons Heating and Cooling. They help keep this program live and local radio going, just like they keep your AC unit and your heater rocking and rolling as well. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. If you can go back in time, back into March, and make this trade for Russell Wilson, knowing everything you'd have to give up for him, knowing you're probably going to get this kind of quarterback, at least at this stage, would you do it? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. And the majority of the hooligans are saying no. I wouldn't do it. Wouldn't mess with it. Stay the course with Drew Lock. Because that's the thing. If you're going to say no, then you need to understand what the alternative is. Because Aaron Rodgers had already signed back with the Packers, and then there was really nobody else out there that you could go after at that stage. So it was going to be, I guess, stay the course with Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock and Brett Rippon, or you go in the draft and try to find, maybe you think about taking Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I think there's the draft options. Thinking back, there's probably maybe Baker Mayfield, maybe
right.
Jimmy G.
Right.
Those are the only two names I could think of that you might have traded or signed.
So if you're saying no, then you're kind of saying that those were you're okay with those options. And I don't think I would be okay with any of those options. Now, again, as much of a Drew Lock guy as I was, I wasn't a Drew Lock guy, Angel. I was defending the situation. And the fact that he'd been through so many coordinators and head coaches, his start was a hell of a lot better than Russell Wilson's. His first five games as a Bronco were a hell of a lot better than Russell Wilson's. But my thing with Drew was always, he just needs some kind of staying power. The same head coach, the same offensive coordinator, and it, you know, whatever. Moved on, we didn't work out. But no, I'm not taking Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater or Jimmy G or Baker Mayfield over Russell Wilson or Pickett or whatever. This was the option, and they got it. I didn't think it was an option. I didn't think Russell Wilson would actually leave Seattle. They were pretty adamant that he wasn't going anywhere until he went somewhere. But when it happened, you thought, oh, that was in the workings the whole time? Yeah, this is a better plan. The Russell Wilson plan is a better plan than what you had or could have had with any of these other guys. I mean, look at him. Baker Mayfield, Matt Rhule, out today. Done. Carson Wentz. What happened to that dude? Nothing. Not doing anything. With Jimmy G, okay, it's going to be the same. They're going to have a really, really good defense. They're going to have a really, really good run game. And Jimmy G, just don't lose. Don't lose these games. And are those the options? Or do you want to go with Russell Wilson, a guy you know can do it? We just haven't seen it click yet. It's going to click, Angel. I'm telling you right now. I've had some days to think about this. I went and did some, you know, skipping rocks, and I did some long stares out into a lake. I put my hands behind my back and just stared off into space and did some really deep thinking. And I think it's going to click at some point. I don't know if that's going to be Monday night against the Chargers, but at some point, we're going to see this offense start to get some confidence. But with all the injuries to the offensive line and such, you know, how good can it be? What I'm saying is you're not going to see the 9-point games. That's not going to be a regular thing. You're going to start seeing this team get something. I don't know if that means they're going to get it together to the point where suddenly they did what the Broncos did in 2012 after going 2-3 and then coming all the way back and then winning 13 games that year. And then from that point on, they were a constant first-round bye team. I mean, Manning never played in the first round of the playoffs while he was with the Denver Broncos. So your thoughts, go vote at thewholeshow.com. I would love to see how if this one changes at all or if it's going to be primarily no's from the Hooligans. Wholeshow.com, 11:51 the time. Short break coming up. We'll wrap up hour number one. I got a lot to get to. Got the lunch rush coming up at noon. Broncos, Chargers, let's relive it a little bit. 2012, that was a magical time in Broncos country. A game that changed everything going forward. We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Very interesting AFC West battle tonight, which does make... just makes things kind of a jumbled mess if somehow the Raiders find a way to get it done. And why is my gut telling me the Raiders are gonna pull off the upset tonight? I just feel like the Raiders are better than we thought. And I was hoping that they wouldn't click against the Broncos in week four. Nice. I like that little week four. but it did. They found it. They got rolling. They figured it out. Do they have it all the way figured out? Can they do enough to go up against the Kansas City Chiefs? Is it a Derek Carr, Devontae Adams kind of night? Monday Night Football? This will be fun. That'll be here on KFKA, too. Excited about that. Our coverage begins right around 5:30 or so. But we'll have that. We have NFL coverage for you on KFKA all season long. Thursday Night Football. We have Saturday college, UNC football, Sundays NFL football, Monday night, all of that stuff, man. So in between our great talk shows, live and local news and sports talk, we've got you covered with game broadcasts like you wouldn't believe. And boy, that's going to change up too with basketball. We're getting close. UNC basketball, we're the home of the UNC Bears as well. And I think it's going to be a fun season for that Bears team. Crazy non-conference schedule. Just nuts. All right, the 12 o'clock hour coming up, the lunch rush. Top stories trending nationally right around the corner. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.